It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Just to get back to that Frank Reich discussion for one second, you know, when he told me that this is what was happening, I immediately went to their schedule and I said, all right, they're in the ACC now.
Yeah.
So let me just check and see what this looks like.
Yeah.
So Eddie reminded me that they're playing in the 0 week game. It's really the week before the NCAA opens. They have a game at Hawaii.
August 23rd.
Yeah, August 23rd at Hawaii. So I'm sure it's a night game.
You going to go?
No. And then he's back on the East Coast. I think they have to play, what, three ACC teams here in the East Coast, I think. And they also, just trying to think of one other schedule.
At Virginia, at Miami, at North Carolina.
Yeah, there you go. And then they go to SMU as well, which isn't so bad.
All right. And BYU, which isn't so bad.
Which isn't so bad.
You know you got to show up in one of those games to support your guy. You know you have to. You have to. It's a Saturday. You don't have to worry about Sunday. You got to show up to one of them.
Yeah. I've been to Stanford Stadium because my former Jet quarterback coach, Walt Harris, who you know.
Yeah.
Left Pittsburgh to become the head coach at Stanford. And that's when they were building the new stadium that they have now out there. And I remember going out there to see him. And Frank even said to me, he goes, have you been to Stanford? I said, yes, I've been to Stanford. It's a beautiful place. And I said, don't get caught up in the beauty of it. Just get down to brass tacks and find out how much tax you got to pay.
Yeah.
And if you're going to end up losing money, or you're going to take money, or you're doing it for free, what are you doing?
Yeah, and also, I mean, they say they mutually agreed it was a one-year deal for Frank to be the interim for 1 year.
That's now, what he is. That's now, all he
okay,
is.
But what if they go out and have this magical year?
Anything, I guess, is possible. But I'm thinking that it may be, and, my tax friends would have to tell me this, that somehow, some way, he's not spending over 180 days in California.
Right.
Stanford's going to have to pay him something.
Yeah, and I mean that, but there's also that whole jock tax of like where you play, you get taxed in. So like, if he gets his game checks while he's out there, I don't know. Hopefully, he doesn't get screwed. It's basically the bottom line.
I mean, the other thing you can do, maybe Stanford will do what the Dodgers did, defer the money.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
I guess you could do that.
Either way, he's going to be all right. You know, it's one of those things.
Yes.
Let's go to Ari in Valley Cottage. What's going on, Ari?
Hey, good morning, guys. So based off what you just said on the radio, Boomer, you have to go to the Stanford game against Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that could be fun, you know, because, you know, I never lost at North Carolina. You know, going back in there as a, you know, Maryland quarterback and going to support another Maryland quarterback. But yeah, it could be.
I'm sure you could get on the field.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, maybe to play. But if you would have, like, if there were odds out there, like a year ago, that the Stanford-North Carolina college football game would have Bill Belichick against Frank Reich as the head coaches.
It's crazy.
What?
It is nuts.
I mean, that's so that one's at North Carolina, so you don't have to go all the way out to state. Yeah, it's the one you go to. That's the one.
Yeah, go down there. You know.
You see Bill. You and Bill are friends, right? You know Bill.
Yeah, no.
No love to see
you. No issues with Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I don't think.
That'd be great. Got to go.
I could have his girlfriend take me around to school, show me around.
Oh, man. Let's see. So Stanford schedule. Let's find out what week that is. No, I don't want the academic schedule. What are you guys, nuts? All right, so.
Oh, man. Could you imagine actually having a scholarship offer from Stanford and then nil money coming your way? Mm. That is crazy.
Yeah, it's November 8th. So, it'd be a little chilly up here. You go down there, it'd be a little warmer. A little golf day. I'll go out there with you if you want.
Maybe I'll take you down there.
If you need a partner, someone, maybe we drive together, do a little road trip. Oh. Stop it.
No, we'll fly together.
Hey, I would do that. I think that's awesome. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
What times? They obviously don't have any game times yet. So.
No, they don't.
I'm just wondering what they do with these West Coast teams in these, like in this conference.
Yeah, I mean they got to.
I'll tell you what, he'd be a hero if they beat Cal.
I mean, yeah,
that's their big rival. Yeah,
yeah, and that's second to last game of the year. So I mean, like you know, Notre Dame goes out there, Pitt goes out there, Florida State goes out there. I mean, those are big. Boston College goes out there. Those are big trips for those teams too.
Yeah, they are.
It'll be fun to watch. You know, I've never, outside of Pitt when I work there, and I still pay attention to them. I really don't have a college football team that I've got interest in. So if you're into this Stanford thing, I'll get into it.
Well, you know, the other thing we could do, we could say, but you can't do it because it's football Friday, right? So we can't take a Friday off. Because I could say we go to Pebble Beach and then go up to the.
Oh, my God.
And then go up to the Stanford game.
Yeah, we could do the show from out there.
I'm not going to do it at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. To go to Pebble Beach, I'll do the show 2 in the morning, 1 in the morning. I'll do it from midnight to 6 a.m. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you would. I mean, it's experience you've already had. I haven't had that experience, so I would do it. Take Jerry, too?
We got to take Jerry.
Yeah. I think we got to take Al, too. Now we're taking everybody.
Taking everybody. Let's go, guys.
Out to Stanford.
I'd go out there.
You would?
Sure.
You serious?
A trip to go watch the football game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm meeting for that.
Would you come out and caddy for us at Pebble Beach?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, you'd want to see that.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
This is crazy that you would say yes to this.
Nuts. Yeah, Carmel's not that far from Menlo Park, so yeah.
Yeah, I've never been. I went to...
Or Stanford's not Menlo. It's, what...
I don't know anything about it.
On the tip of my tongue.
I mean, I was out in San Francisco when I was a young kid, then back there for Super Bowl 50. I don't know anything else about Northern California. Not a damn thing.
Oh, it's beautiful. Obviously.
I know it is. It's gorgeous, but I'm sure it's off the charts beautiful. But, oh, man, what a trip.
You think so? You think we should do it?
Yeah, I think Frank should pay for a plane, too, for us. And he's making all that do-re-mi.
Yeah, he's doing well. Or I don't know how well this is. He's
yeah, doing. I mean, I was assuming this was a private.
Yeah, it's got to be
situation.
It's got to be. Frank will set that up.
Palo Alto. That's right.
So how about we want to go out there a little earlier when it's really nice out? Like, what's the best weather for Pebble Beach?
You know, that's a good question. I would think October is probably better than November, right?
Yeah, is September better than October?
Yeah, it's coming out of summertime.
All right, so.
But what are we really talking about doing a football Friday from out there?
Yeah, what's the difference? We'll still be talking about the Jets and Giants. Nothing changes.
We're still doing it, still making the picks, still talking about the Jets and Giants. We're just happy to be supporting your best friend. That's all.
Okay.
I mean, I think that the audience would really appreciate that. Don't you think?
What's the early part of the schedule? Don't they have a home game like that first September?
No, they have September 13th. They're hosting Boston College.
Oh, they are? Okay. Maybe I'll get Gunner to go with us.
Yeah, perfect.
What is the, so that's Saturday the 13th?
That is, yes.
So that would be the second week of the NFL season?
Probably, yeah. Well, the Jets and Giants still have a chance, so we're just saying. By week three, they're out of it. And then their next home game is, San Jose State?
Okay.
Which is September 27th, 2 weeks from now.
All right, so what are those two weekends?
They also host Florida State on October 18th. That's another option. That's a big game. Florida State. I like the BC connection. That, then everything's tied together.
Yeah.
BC, you got ties
so
there.
So we would have to go out like on a... We'd have to fly out on Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah, probably Thursday, yeah. Right after the show, fly
because
out.
Because if you're going to play Pebble Beach, you got to play it on Friday. You can't play it on Saturday. Got to play
yeah,
it on
you
Friday.
Fly out on Thursday. We have to wait for the Rutgers basketball schedule, too.
That's true. But I mean,
but
Jerry.
They're not playing basketball at that time.
For the Cal game?
No, we're not talking Cal. We're talking possibly Boston College.
Listen, we tell Jerry that he has a chance to play Pebble Beach.
This is Chris Carlin here at Jersey Mike's Arena. It's Rutgers and Purdue.
You know that's happening.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about that. Take off right there. Yeah, we can make it happen. Totally make it happen.
Maybe we can get the CBS golf set that they use for Pebble Beach, and we can use that as our set.
Go f*** yourself.
That would be great. With the view in the background. Oh, man. See, I was all against this Frank Reich thing. Now I'm all in.
Now you're all in. Okay.
Now I'm all in. I hope he stays there for 5 years. This is something Eddie would be so into, too. Oh, my God. He would love this.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll caddy, too. Wait, but don't caddies have to have some knowledge, though?
Yeah, I think you got, yeah. Yeah.
You do, but, I mean, in that type of situation, if we wanted you guys to be, well, they probably wouldn't give, they wouldn't allow that at Pebble Beach. I got my own caddy that
yeah,
they
I don't
wouldn't
know.
Allow
yeah,
that.
Well, then they took one look at these two. And they go, there's no way they're would caddies.
They wouldn't even let me on the property.
Do you have to walk Pebble Beach?
Their spyglass is Pebble Beach. I remember carting at the, I think a cart on Spigen, but I was out there for a golf tournament.
Okay, all right. Because if there's carts, it's perfect for those guys.
Yes. But they don't allow people just to go hang out while you're golfing, do they?
No, but they know it's a place.
I mean, I'm sure if Boomer said, hey, listen, we're doing this, these are our guys, they'd love it. I mean, there's been a ton of YouTube golf that's gone to Pebble Beach and they've been all over it.
Yeah, of course they have.
I mean, they even, when Jersey Jerry at Barstool made a simulator hole-in-one there at Pebble Beach on the famous par 3. They sent him a flag, you know, from the actual course.
Right.
So they're into it. They know. They're not such tight asses. So, all right. It's making sense now. Everything's coming together.
How does that look? Does that look all right to you?
Yeah, I mean.
As I'm looking on their website right now.
It's as good as it gets.
Yeah, it is.
That's as good as it gets.
We'll
do gorgeous.
We'll do the 17-mile drive, which I'm sure that Eddie would love.
I'll be walking the 17-mile walk. Catch up with you guys later. There's a couple seals I want to say hello to from the last time I was here.
Stay right there in Carmel. It'll be beautiful.
Could even, that's around, that's baseball playoff time. Could be a Mets-Dodgers situation. We double dip, do that.
Well, not too far. That's a little too far away.
Not if we do Boston College, because that'll be September 13th. But if we did the October one, yes, then we probably couldn't go in October. We got to go September, because September, then it's not baseball playoffs.
Well, we need a fourth golfer. That's why I would say I invite Gunner to go and go watch his alma mater.
I mean, what this? I mean, this just came together, man.
Bill O'Brien and Frank Reich.
This is like when the first person put peanut butter and jelly together. This thing is put. This is perfect. Boston College, Frank, Pebble Beach, Jerry. It's all coming together. Think about it.
Yes, I know. I can think about it. I've already thought about it.
The Jets and who the schedule's not out yet.
Yeah,
right?
Nope.
Imagine if one of them was playing the Niners out there. Ooh. Wouldn't that be something?
The question is, do either one of them, who is the crossover for the Jets?
Jets opponents 2025.
You do Jets, I'll do Giants.
Okay. 2025 opponents. They are not playing the Niners.
Neither are the Giants.
All right.
Giants have the Niners at home.
Ah. Think we can get that switch? Think Hans can switch that for us?
we could go see them at the Raiders.
Yeah, if they were playing there, I mean, it'd be a little tough.
Yeah, well, you have to fly like after the game. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we'd fly out. So this is what we'd have to do. We'd have to fly.
So the question is, how many rounds of golf do you want to play? Do you want to play Spanish Bay and Pebble?
I want that one. Spyglass for sure.
Spyglass.
Spyglass and Pebble. So okay. We'd probably have to fly out on a Wednesday and then do two shows.
Right.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. See, it's not so easy when you put it all together.
Yeah, but just if we just played one round, it'd be fine. If we just played Pebble Beach and that's the way it worked out, I mean, you can't say no to that. This is something that's got to happen now. I'm all jacked up. Eddie's in there. He's all jacked up. Al actually said he would go.
Right.
Are you kidding me? That's insane. He said he would go. We didn't go to the Super Bowl last year. We need that bonding time.
Right. We could either stay at the inn at Spanish Bay or we could stay at the lodge at Pebble Beach.
Mm.
It'd be a nice package for us to give the sales team here to sell.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, I figured it was going to be your Christmas gift, so.
Wow. So I just got this text. How much do you think it is to play around for non-resort guests at Pebble Beach?
It's very expensive. Very expensive. Like $1,200
or something. No, it's not that bad.
$750?
$730.
$730, yeah.
$730.
Yeah, but we're going to be resort guests.
Okay. So then it'll be less than that. Probably be $630 or something. What's the most shocking thing in all of this, even more so of Frank Reich taking the Stanford job, is Al saying he wants to go.
This is a new Al.
It is a new, and he wants to experience different.
Wait, so this is not just for this thing? You're telling me there's a new Al that has come?
He booked flights to Bozeman, Montana the other day.
For the summer, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. It's a nice place in the summertime.
But to check it out for retirement?
No, I just wanted to go somewhere that different.
Okay. No, I like that. And so where are you going to stay, like a ranch type of thing?
Not sure. Yeah, I haven't figured that part out yet.
Okay. I think that's cool. I think that's awesome. And you don't have to worry about the cold and anything out there at that time? Oh, Eddie.
Eddie's very excited for you.
I was in Bozeman at the end of my Yellowstone trip.
I was going to say, did you think about
Papatui over here? Then you take the path down to the doo-doo-doo trees. And you see that?
Oh, I'm telling him he's got to have bear spray. Maybe go on a guided hike so they'll carry the bear spray.
I knew a shaman there back when I was there in the early 90s. I don't know if he's still shamaning, but I can find out.
Did you think at all about Jackson Hole? Or were you thinking like Idaho? How about Ketchum, Idaho? Or
no,
Carson
no.
Palmer's? You could have went out to dinner with him?
Didn't think of those.
No? Okay.
He's not that much of a new Al. He needed direct flights from Newark.
Yeah, I needed direct flights from Newark. That was one of my requirements.
Man, this is going to be great. We cannot. This has to happen. Has to. Whatever you need from me to help this out to happen, I am here. I'm not just going to schluff it off on you and say, Boomer, take care of it. This is, we got to do it. Got to figure it out. Got to.
You got to play at least two rounds of golf, though.
All right, fine. I mean, and this is also sort of like think about how close Eddie's going to be to retirement at that point. Like, it's like a huge, this right, is like well, an
I'm
Eddie.
Yeah, I know. We invited him.
No, I know. Yeah. No, he's, yeah, we're all going. Have to all go.
Yeah.
I can go to the Muir Woods.
Whatever. Whatever floats your boat, kid.
Eddie will have his own separate trip. He'll be there for the football game because he loves college football. But the rest will just be out on his own, you know?
I'm just hiking. Telling you, we're going to go out there.
No, I'm going to caddy for you.
We're not going to want to come back. I'm just telling you.
Well... Yeah, but no, I want to come back. I got a family here.
Tommy and Lincroft. Tommy, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I can't remember if Jim Nance lives on Pebble Beach or Torrey Pines, but maybe get him involved in this too.
I think
maybe
Pebble
he can
Beach.
Call around for you guys.
I think he still has maybe a place at Pebble Beach, but yeah. I also think Tennessee for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know that, but it definitely was Pebble Beach that he was living on at one point, unless he sold that house. But yeah, he has a home there. So
maybe we can stay with him.
Yeah, maybe stay with there.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, he would love to do.
He's going to be doing football games that weekend.
Yeah,
he's not going to be there, so maybe just give us the keys.
That'd be perfect, right?
There you go.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. It's a great idea. I mean, and Jim's one of those guys. He's so nice. He would open his home to us.
100%. He's one of the best guys ever.
Yeah, he's just so nice, and it would be, you know, it's one of those things that this will probably get to him, and he'll come out and offer it just without us even having to broach it to him.
Tea times for us and everything.
Oh yeah, he would do all that. That's how much he cares.
Now I wonder though, if we stayed at his house, would we get the decreased tea cost?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, Jim's got to have an in there, help us out. You know,
you would think.
I mean, we're talking, you know, $2,300 for the three of us to go out there and play for 4 hours. Oof-ah. But hey, that could be a once in a lifetime for me.
Could be.
You know, playing that course. What could be once in a lifetime?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I'm just seeing us walk in slow motion off the tarmac after we land.
Well, slow motion, baby. Yeah. Here we come.
Carrying our golf clubs.
Well, we barely walked the last time we got off the plane together.
That is true.
Yeah.
That was one hell of a flight. All right, Jerry, what do you think about our plan, huh?
Well, I heard vaguely, but yeah. I heard California, I heard Pebble Beach, and golf. I'm in.
Okay, good. Even if there's a Rutgers conflict?
When are we going? We going in December?
There could be the beginning of the season if we decided in October.
Well, I don't have to start until mid-November, so.
Okay. All right, good. You don't have to worry about anything
then. Should be fine. Just Cowboys I have to deal with.
A lot of logistics we got
to
take care of.
But we'll take care of them.
A lot of logistics.
We will take care of them.
Yeah, sounds great.
I know.
I'm thinking we got to go Wednesday to Sunday, play golf on Thursday and Friday. Go to the football game on Saturday.
Nice.
Take Al and Eddie out for a nice dinner and Palo Alto and get them smashed. And, you know, get back on the plane on Sunday and watch Sunday football on the way back.
Have you nailed down, is it BC or is
well,
it?
Well, we're working BC. The problem with the BC game now is the Ryder Cup is at Bethpage.
Yeah.
That weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And we may be doing something around that. I'm not sure.
Yep. Yeah.
We'll have to see.
So it could be SJSU, San Jose State, which, fine. You know, that'd probably be a win for them, you know? We like the BC thing because of Gunner and everything else.
Sure.
But if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That'd be September 27th, that game.
I'm sure Sydney would like to get away at that point.
Yeah. That's right. A couple of boys on the way.
And
yeah.
The Florida State and Pittsburgh, those two Mets playoffs, no good?
Yeah, I don't want to. You can't go in October.
All right, we're gonna work on this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, Jerry, what do you have over there, man?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Talking about the Mets in the playoffs. We don't know if they will be there or not, but out to a 2-2 start through four games.
1-2 to Nimmo. Swing and a high fly ball. Well hit right center. Back goes Hill on the run. It might go, and it does. Home run, Brandon Nimmo. He hit it just a couple of strides to right center field for his first home run of the year. The Mets' fourth home run of this game. It scores Alonso in front of him, and the Mets have opened up a 10-1 lead.
I am Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey Radio. A 10-4 win for the Mets in Miami as they beat the Marlins. Pete Alonso, a grand slam. Home runs for Torrens and Marte as well. It was Carlos Mendoza. There was no concern after the offense sputtered in Houston. None whatsoever.
We know we have a good offense, you know, and you're going to go at times, you're going to go some three stretches that is going to be hard. I mean, you're going to be facing some good pitching staff, and that was the case against Houston. Tomorrow we got Alcantara, so we got to bring it tomorrow.
Listener who reached out to me, I trusted him too much. The Ryder Cup is not the weekend of BC, so BC is back on.
Oh, back in play.
It's September 26th or the 28th, so that's the one we're going to focus on, and it's the BC one.
That's the weekend, the 26th to the 28th, or that's
the
Ryder Cup?
It's the Ryder Cup, and the weekend would be the one of September 13th, is that Saturday. Boston College at Stanford. So
BC, back in play.
Damn right. All right, sorry,
we'll
Jerry.
Get Valenti up early to tape the show after.
Oh, forgot about that.
Well, why can't you tape it on Tuesday?
I guess you could.
Are you guys talking to me?
Yeah.
Are you turning it around?
I'm talking about you.
I mean, okay. You're right there. I mean,
you know, I'll handle it. I told you, it's logistics. Well, and that is what I do. I do logistics.
If we do the show early, you're going to do the show real time, right?
Yeah.
And then just, he gets up, I'm sure, by 7.
Hey, look, I'm good, man. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Not worried. Not worried about a thing.
Not worried Problem about solved. A thing, baby.
Here's Pete Alonso. He hit the grand slam, but he says his teammates got him in position for it.
The entire inning got set up by Louis Acuna having that long at-bat, getting the infield hit, and then Jose with the double. I mean, and then everyone having that collective group effort. I mean, that's great team baseball. I mean,
yes, it is, and a grand slam for Pete. You've got Kodai Senga and Sandy Alcantara going later tonight. Mets now 2-2. Yankees home for the Diamondbacks, so over the weekend, we know the Yankees just mauled the Brewers all three games. There was a lot going on in that series, a lot of home runs, and at one point you even had the former Yankee pitching to the Yankees and Jake Bowers. And Evan Roberts did have this thought yesterday on the afternoon show with himself and Tiki and Sean and Tommy.
I'm not bragging. People have to get that out of their mind. If I came in for the Brewers in the ninth inning, the eighth inning, obviously, and I was able to get in the strike zone, because maybe I was nervous, obviously. Be very nervous on the mound at Yankee Stadium. And if I was just able to relax, I would have gotten Aaron Judge out.
It just sounds so stupid.
What?
I know what he's saying, but God, it sounds dumb. He is saying that, and not Joe Girardi, who's Aaron Boone, was saying how difficult it is when you go from a major league pitcher that's throwing 90 and you bring a position guy in who's throwing 55, it throws the timing off. So Evan believes he could have gone out to the mound. Now, he did note, Boomer, that he was too nervous to even pitch to you and Craig back in the day when we played them in Staten Island.
I think he made out on that.
Well, he did settle down. His point is, if he was settled down, he could go out there, throw 50 miles an hour, and retire Aaron Judge.
Okay.
Not Aaron stupid. Judge. He could probably, a hitter in that lineup, he could probably get out, but not Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge would figure it out. He'd sit back. He'd get the timing down, he'd watch him, and then he'd launch one.
Unless it was October.
Oh.
I would have gotten Aaron Judge out.
It just sounds funny. This is interesting. On Sunday, Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase faced Jonathan India of the Royals. This was in the ninth inning of the game, a 6-2 lead, I believe, for Cleveland.
Oh, that hit him on the helmet. Man, did it hit him in the near the mouth or the jaw part of the helmet?
Yeah, he walked off the field like holding his face. It was a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. And wouldn't you know it, that last night, 28 hours later, there was Jonathan India playing in Milwaukee.
Line, base hit left field. Melendez will score. Canna right behind him as the throw goes to second base. And the Royals have a four-run seventh inning and lead 8-0.
And that was India with a two-run single. So right back out there, twofold. One, pretty tough that he was out there a day after getting hit in the face by a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Two, the Brewers lost again, and they're getting booed off their own field. So that was interesting. The Orioles beat the Red Sox 8-5. Rafael Devers, that's been the story, obviously, with all the strikeouts. Reds beat the Rangers 14-3. A big story was that the bat that Ellie De La Cruz is now using, or maybe he was, I'm not sure.
The 1-1 pitch. Oh, my goodness, that is way out of here. Up off the batter's eye in center field. Second home run of the night for Ellie De La Cruz. My Lord.
My
14-0.
He raised pigs, too.
I'll tell you, he'd be one of the guys that you would think would be in the conversation possibly for MVP of the National League.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more.
We all think that Ohtani's going to get it, but maybe Juan Soto gets it, and Ellie De La Cruz would be one of those
drove
guys.
Drove in seven last night in that went over the Rangers 14-3, and the Braves lost to the Dodgers. Dodgers 6-0, the Braves 0-5. Michael Conforto with an RBI double for LA. All right, this is from the NFL owner meeting. So we played this yesterday. This was Darren Mooji on Sunday night. This is the clip about Justin Fields being talented and the starter.
I do believe that, and we believe Justin is the starter. We believe in Justin. We believe we can win with Justin. So we're excited about Justin's potential.
I replay that because then yesterday morning, again after we were done, one of the questions to new Jets head coach Aaron Glenn was his thoughts on Fields now being the starter.
Listen, just because you won the depth chart, that's all written in pencil. You know, this league is about competition. And the elite athletes, they thrive on that. So just because he's quarterback one doesn't mean that Tyrod's not going to be on his heels.
So that's Tyrod Taylor. So he's going to have to go earn it, which is I think you'd like to hear.
So Dan Campbell spoke today and he said, if Aaron Glenn can't turn around the Jets, nobody can. So if he gets fired, Jet fans, forget about it. That's it. They're done. They're
fold up shop.
Yeah, that's he's never going to win ever again.
Maybe. And then I got one Brian Daboll. Paul Schwartz posted this. The audio is not great, so if it sounds worse in here, I'll stop it. But this was Daboll on Travis Hunter. We know the Giants are sitting there at number 3 overall.
It's really remarkable what he has done and the ability to perform at that level. Not really getting rest.
Meaning playing both sides of the fields for audio not great, but you get the point there. Now, right ahead of them is Cleveland at number 2. Here was Kevin Stefanski on Shador Sanders.
I think he sees the game really, really well, has been raised the right way. I think they've done an outstanding job bringing him along in terms of understanding football. But he's a very, very talented young man. But off the field is where I'm probably most impressed.
So maybe Sanders goes to Cleveland at number 2.
I mean,
who knows?
There was another video out there of Shador Sanders talking to Gilly the Kid.
Saw that.
But I couldn't really hear what they were saying.
I agree with you, and it was tough to play it, but the whole point was he doesn't want him. Please don't go to a team in the NFC East for whatever reason, is what he was saying.
Well, he's a big Eagles guy. That Gilly the Kid from Barstool is a huge Eagles
fan.
So
he doesn't want Shador Sanders with the Cowboys or the Giants, is what he was saying.
All right, but did Shador say anything?
He was just kind of, he didn't know. He was just kind of laughing through it, and the way he was talking, I couldn't really make out what he was saying.
All right, so it's not like Shador said anything.
I don't think so.
About going to the Giants.
All right. I don't think so. But who knows? I mean, we've heard the Deion stuff, right? I mean, Deion, it certainly sounds like he wants him with the Giants.
He wants New York is what he said.
Yeah.
Could be the Jets or the Giants.
It would be fun with the Jets, too. Speaking of Giant quarterbacks, Jameis Winston with the media last night. We kind of wondered why we heard from Russell Wilson first. I guess he was on vacation, Jameis Winston. Last hour, he talked about loving the Big Apple and being popular. Here goes back to football, what he likes here.
From the tape that I've seen, what I've watched in Malik, Rundell, and Theo, and an emerging superstar in Jalen Hyatt, And you have a crafty veteran who's just always showed up and done the right thing at the right time and always finds a way to get behind the defense in Darius Slayton.
And called them three dynamic wide receivers. So there you go. He likes the wide receiver room. He also said him and Russell Wilson are good, even though Wilson was obviously brought in after him. What else? We have the Devils won in a shootout. That's obviously very notable with what's going on around here. I lost the rest of my stuff. But that's what's happening.
Yeah,
they're
talking about it. UConn winning and moving
yeah.
on.
Oh, the Nets won. The Knicks play tonight. Yes, exactly.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
There you go.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So we spent some time a couple weeks back talking about Poly Market, which is a place that you can bet on real life things happening, like when is the Epstein list going to come out, or when is this person going to break up with this person. So one of them actually got paid off last night at the final hour, at the 11th hour. So famous actress Sydney Sweeney, they had a bet up there. You go yes or no, put money on it. Will Sydney Sweeney break off her engagement before April 1st? And last night, the news came out that she broke off her engagement. And all the people that said yes won it with like 2 hours to go.
Really? I mean, so that was a real true betting market.
Yes.
And how much could you win?
Well, whatever you put in there. I mean, it's like anything else. Whatever you decided you wanted to bet on it, you got.
Somebody had to put some big do-re-mi. But let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
She obviously knows this is going on.
Yeah, but I don't think she's manipulating. Like, this is her personal life. It's her engagement.
Yeah, but that's the kind of thing that I would worry about. Like,
yeah. I mean, this Poly Market themselves put out Sydney Sweeney buzzer beater. Sydney Sweeney broke off her engagement just hours left before April to cash out on Poly Market. Yeah. I mean, amazing.
So, wait a minute, she broke her engagement off to cash out.
Well,
on
not her cash. I mean, okay. The way that they worded that was poor. But
you see what I'm saying? Like, that wouldn't be. That's a weird thing. You could manipulate that, I guess, if you really wanted to.
They got a million of those types of things up there. Though, Give me another one. Well, I mean, now I got to go and get another one.
All right.
So it's the world's largest prediction market, as we know, and there's.
Can you bet on somebody if somebody's going to die or something?
Yeah, I think so. So let's see. Like, we got to go to entertainment, right? Because that's what this was. So breaking news, March Madness, Ukraine, NFL, Doge.
Let me ask you a question.
TikTok, movies.
Did they have somebody going to jail?
So here's another one. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively divorce in 2025.
Okay.
That's one there. Declassification. Let's see. Trump declassifies UFO files in first 100 days.
We're still doing that, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, there's all of those things. True breaking news. Let's see what has breaking news. X relaunches Vine before July. I mean, there's things in here that can be manipulated as well. But like the one that was similar was the Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds one.
Okay.
It takes two to tango in that situation.
Yes, it does.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that Sydney Sweeney is here on Poly Market cashing in on her breakup with her engagement. I wonder
how much money had been bet on that.
I just think that it ended up being one of those coincidences. I really do.
So you can bet on the Giants' first pick.
Okay.
So right now, 43% of the people who have bet on the Giants' first pick have Travis Hunter.
Okay.
Shedeur Sanders is number two at 32%, and then Abdul Carter looks like he's 11% against. Wow. And then the first pick overall, everybody, 91% of the people have Cam Ward.
Yep, there you go. I mean, if that's a prediction model that is working, then here you go. Who? Joe Gatto charged with a sex crime?
Who's Joe Gatto?
Where are you looking at this?
Impractical Jokers.
Oh, okay. And why? There's a chance he's going to be charged with a sex crime?
Well, somebody, he has been accused of something about visiting women in their hotel rooms or something. Oh. But the reason why I think it was a story is he came out and apologized to his wife and said he needed to go get help somewhere. So,
okay.
So here's one for you.
6% chance that is a yes.
But this is right up your alley, Gio.
Yeah.
Will Bill Belichick be engaged in 2025?
I would buy yes on that.
That's right up your alley.
100%
buy
yes on that.
Get yourself a piece of that.
Look at this. It's unbelievable how up to date this is.
Yeah.
Will Boomer and Gio actually go to Pebble Beach? I got a 45% chance of yes right here. Poly Market. It's amazing how someone actually got that up there that quick. Here's an interesting one. Is Luigi Mangione gay? You can bet on that. 8% chance that he's a gay man.
Yeah. All right.
Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas confirmed relationship by April. That would bum me out. She's got to do better than that, weirdo. That's a 4% chance.
So you are in the... Where are you in? You're in, celebrities? Oh, there you are.
I'm in culture.
Oh, you're in culture now.
Zuckerberg divorce.
That's celebrities.
Well, I'm in culture.
Celebrities. And that's in celebrities. So maybe is it in culture as well?
Well, you see, look at the top. You see the top and the bold.
It says culture.
Yeah.
And then the subset is celebrities.
You'll like this one, Eddie. Will Jesus Christ return in 2025? I'll take the under. You can buy yes on that if you'd like.
Harry and Meghan divorcing in 2025.
Is there anybody out there putting $10 to win $333.33 that Jesus comes back this year?
That's all you get?
That's why for 10 bucks, yeah.
Man, you have bird flu, Kanye, the global temperatures.
Mansions. I know, so now, all of these things up here, and there's a mate, so that's why the Sydney Sweeney breaking off her engagement and it happening, before April.
I see. I'm thinking you could definitely, she could swing that.
She could definitely.
I'm telling you.
Mike and Ron Konkamo, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. This betting market has been out of control. You can bet on absolutely anything. And I was just talking to Al when he took my call. So if I'm Sydney Sweeney and I know this bet is out about me, that I'm going to break up my engagement, who's going to stop me from giving a bunch of money to my friend to bet on it? And then I just break off the engagement and I win a bet.
There's got to be.
I have complete control over it.
Yeah, Mike, I hear what you're saying, but there's got to be some sort of checks and balances. Like if $1 million comes in out of nowhere on yes, and then all of a sudden it happens an hour later, there has to be some sort of checks and balances.
Just like they would do, following athletes betting on games.
Well, right, yeah. When you saw there was a tennis one, a Russian tennis one, that there was all of a sudden these crazy bets started coming in, and you've seen the over-under stuff and the prop bets and the NBA.
Well, the amazing thing is that athletes can use, DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever they want. They can't use it, however, when they are on team property, though. But they can and obviously can't bet it in, the sport that they play.
Right. Yeah, but you can if you're at your house, you're an NFL player, you can bet on the NBA. Yeah.
You could also bet on the 10-year Treasury yield for 2025.
Leonardo DiCaprio engaged in 2025. Obama divorce in 2025.
What will Trump say during tariff event on April 2nd, which is
vagina.